Northern Manitoba First Nations are among the beneficiaries of $13 million in federal funding announced February 22. Norway House Cree Nation is getting $750,000 to build a pavilion for public gatherings, while Barren Lands First Nation in Broche is getting the same amount to renovate the community center and band hall. $75,000 is going to the Cormorant Community Council to revitalize the Cormorant Community Drop-In Center, and some of $314,000 going to Indigenous Services Canada will be used to support fishing license transfer strategies for the fishery at Cedar Lake, west of Grand Rapids between Highway 6 and Highway 60. The money for Norway House, Barren Lands and Cormorant is coming from the Canada Community Revitalization Fund, which helps communities build and improve community infrastructure projects. The money targeting Cedar Lake fishing license transfers comes from the Community Economic Development and Diversification Program, through which Prairies Can, a federal economic development agency focused on Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, funds projects to generate sustainable, inclusive economic growth and help communities participate in and benefit from economic opportunities. Indigenous communities continue to make significant contributions to Manitoba's economy, and the impact of these projects will create opportunities to gather, train and grow, and share experiences, said Dan Vandal, minister responsible for Prairies Can, in a news release. Our government will continue to remain a strong partner, working with Indigenous peoples in growing an economy that works for everyone.